I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. The food service company Sodexo serves about 35,000 meals a day in Vermont on college campuses and in nursing homes, schools, and hospitals. Last year, the company spent 15% of its Vermont food budget, more than $3 million, on locally grown products. Now company officials say they want to increase that and have created a new pilot program to do it. VPR's Nina Keck has more.
When it comes to the food service industry, you can't get much bigger than Sodexo. The company has more than 400,000 employees in 80 countries. They have a sizable footprint in Vermont as well, which is why state officials like Agriculture Secretary Chuck Ross pushed the company to use more locally grown ingredients.
We challenge them here at the Agency of Agriculture to say, can you make a commitment to Vermont in figuring out how to source food locally, something that you could translate to other parts of the country, but learn how to do it in Vermont? And they thought about it and they came back and said, yes, we will.
Sodexo officials wouldn't say how much more locally sourced foods they plan to buy. Partly they say that's because there are still kinks with distribution and communication. But those are challenges the company says it's working to overcome. Annie Rowell was hired by Sodexo to coordinate its buy local effort in Vermont. She says having a company point person working directly with local farmers and distributors will help streamline the buying process for Sodexo. And she says she can help food producers better understand what the company wants. Rowell says Sodexo hopes to apply what it learns about buying local in Vermont to its operations in other states. And she believes company-sponsored forums like one held Wednesday in Castleton, which brought together food producers, distributors, and Sodexo supply managers, will also help.
Having events like today, where we have the tomato suppliers in the room who want to be able to increase their market share with current distributors. So having those sort of networking opportunities, and also to have a person in my position to help move that topic forward.
Justin Rich, a farmer from Huntington, was one of about 65 people attending the forum.
So just getting all the information you need from the people definitely gives you a leg up when you're looking for expansion. It's understanding how the produce distribution system works outside of the CSA and farmers market model, which is how a lot of people get started, but it's generally a lot of people kind of grow out of that. Not out of that, but they add to that as part of their farm portfolio.
Vermont Agency of Agriculture Secretary Chuck Ross says from 2009 to 2013, about 4,100 new jobs were created in the food system in Vermont and about 655 new food-related businesses. He says Sodexo's efforts to buy local should boost those numbers even more. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.